Vous êtes avec SBS French.
My guest is Camille Roy artist Mitch Tambo, and we're catching up in the context of NAIDOC Week 2021. Mitch Tambo, first of all, happy NAIDOC Week.
Yama yama, brother. Happy NAIDOC Week. It's crazy times. A lot of us are in lockdown, but there's ways to celebrate, and there's ways to definitely celebrate the achievements of our community, of my community, and acknowledge our beautiful ancient history.
And the theme of this year is a very powerful theme. It's about healing country. What's your take on this powerful theme?
Yeah, look, it's a very poignant theme this year. It's a theme that really it resonates with me big time, really. You know, that whole thought, idea, belief around, you know, healing country. And for us as First Nations mob, or for me anyway as a Gamilaroi man, you know, we are circle people, and country is us, and we are country, and we are all connected. So with that thought in mind, you know, if country's sick and not being looked after properly, the flow-on effects to us and our own mental health and all around well-being can be astronomical, you know. So for us to be able to heal country and make steps forward to look after country and revive certain aspects of country, I think the flow-on effects can be great in terms of our mental health and all-around well-being.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this year could open up some real honest conversations and hopefully, you know, drive us somewhere, you know, into a better direction, better future.
Yeah, this year we're talking about healing in a context of a pandemic, but already a little bit more than a year ago, we caught up when you were headlining acts about healing country. It was just after the devastating bushfires that actually destroyed a big part of the country, and you're already heavily involved. I remember you headlining acts working towards healing already.
Yeah, with firefight, and I mean, everything that's going on, I suppose, you know, we could look at it as there's so much heaviness going on around, you know, the world and the nation, and so many things are happening. But out of that, you know, there's all these beautiful conversations that are happening too that hopefully will lead us into a brighter future and create a beautiful platform for the next generations to walk upon. So, you know, out of that, you just hope that we can just grow and go to another level as a collective and just do some really amazing things together and some really serious healing together, and it could just be really beautiful.
And healing country is not just about the physical healing of country, because our country is just more than just the physical space we live in.
Yes, 100%. I'm glad you said that, brother, because it is. You know, country is, it transcends the physical and goes into many different realms, and there's so many different spiritual aspects to country. It's all the unforeseen as well, and I think for us, country is here. It's where we walk, it's where we play, it's all of these things. But also, you know, we can look up into the beautiful Warrumbull, the Milky Way, and you know, we have all these connections to story. Everything is connected, and that idea of connection, it is, you know, we're connected. You and I are connected. You know, each and every one of us is connected, and the flow-on effects of that are great. And maybe sometimes we don't like to dive deep and talk about that and how that works, but it definitely works. We are certainly connected to everything. Country is everything. You know, country transcends into the unforeseen, into the spiritual. You know, the idea that we are connected to everything is true. You know, we're connected to the air that we breathe in. Just the air that we breathe in itself impacts our own health absolutely drastically into the waterways, you know, everything, into the food that we eat. It's all connected, and it all, you know, in its entirety is driven from country, isn't it? So to have these conversations, it's massive. We are all connected, and I think sometimes we forget that. And we don't take, you know, a good minute to look at that and reflect on that. And when we hone it into our own little circles that surround us, everything has a direct and an immediate impact. It's really interesting this year. It's got, it's got some real depth about it and can really open up and drive some really serious conversations, yeah.
And this year, while everyone has been hunkered down and locked down or just fearful for their health and well-being, you've been busy. You've released at least three singles, if my memory is good. Love, Absolutely Everybody, Dreamtime Princess, and busy promoting togetherness and healing.
Well, you know, you have this calendar that's full and then it's taken away from you, and then it comes to NAIDOC week and it's just full few weeks, it's just looking amazing, and then it's taken away from you. And you're constantly, like, pushed to, I suppose, just keep believing in what you do and not be discouraged, but find ways to keep empowered and keep the creative juices flowing and keep feeling like you're moving forward. And I've just been really blessed to just be able to, you know, continue to create, continue to write songs, continue to reflect on what's happening around me, and I guess just continue just to write and continue to just put all my thoughts and feelings, you know, down on paper and go and let that expression out, which I suppose in this time that we're in has been, you know, very therapeutic in its own self, because it's just allowed me to just continue to, you know, get things off my chest and I suppose just have that release. So it's been a real blessing, and I look forward to releasing some new tracks real soon, which I'm excited about, and hopefully I can let them out soon and get on the road and start, you know, just singing and expressing that to a live audience, which would just be absolutely amazing, brother, because it's hectic times that we're in, isn't it?
And how are you celebrating NAIDOC week this year in lockdown conditions, especially where you are?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. I haven't really done much in terms of out and about, just because it's the current climate we're in, which, you know, it hasn't been great, but I've been blessed to do a lot of stuff online and obviously participate in the virtual aspect. And, you know, I was going to say sort of celebrate at home, but, you know, the reality is, brother, is I celebrate my culture every single day of the year. You know, I live and breathe culture. So for me, it's NAIDOC week every day, especially in my household, and we celebrate our cultures in the house, you know, every day, you know, whether it's Aboriginal, West Papuan, you know, we have that celebration. So at home, we're certainly always just rocking out and celebrating our cultures, which is deadly. But in terms of NAIDOC week, yeah, it's been difficult this year. But look, to be able to, again, I suppose, keep positive and look at the cup half full, you know, it's a blessing to be able to celebrate online. I was able to do Big Mob Brekkie on NITV and have a mad yarn with Matty Mills, brother I grew up with in Temi, which is great. And hopefully go on the project tonight and have a yarn there. So, I mean, you've got to continually look at your blessings, you know, and the opportunities that are presenting in such a hard time. So I'm really blessed.
Yeah. Now, a final word before I let you go, a message to the community, just to wrap up the conversation.
You know, if I had a message for anyone out there that wants to receive it, first and foremost, it's just discount your blessings. You know, you mightn't feel like you have any blessings or one blessing, but if you can just look at just one blessing, that it is, you know, today you woke up, you were able to take a beautiful breath of air, look outside your window and catch some sunlight, hopefully it can just, for a brief few moments, just take away the frustrations, what you're going through right now in terms of COVID and everything that's happening. You know, there's so much happening in the world, and I just hope that anyone out there right now that's really struggling with their mental health, that is having these serious thoughts of self-harm, of giving up, that you would just fight another day, because you are so worth it. This world is better with you in it. And I just urge you not to give up and just to continue for another day and press on. And if all you've got today to hold on to is the oxygen in your lungs, then I urge you to hold on to that and count your beautiful blessings, because whatever you're here on this earth, there is hope. And I just urge you not to give up. And if you haven't heard it for a long time, I love you. You are loved. And don't you ever forget it. Hold on tight and let's keep fighting and let's get through this COVID period together, because you are worth it. And when you're ready, there's so much support out there waiting for you to grab hold of. There's even little crisis grants. There's so much that you can access. So please don't give up.
Yeah, Mitch Tambo, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks so much for having me, brother. I really appreciate your support. You know, all these conversations with you over the years now, I suppose, you know, it means a lot to me just to have that continuation of your support and being able to always just have a yarn and a yarn about what's happening, a little promo, and just the catch-up's always a blessing. So thanks heaps.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.